When no one moved, Gisela continued to the next corpse and found that this one, too, had a blaster hole in the center of his forehead. So did the next one, and the one after that, and the last of the six. She tried to tell herself it was only natural, that with the Sith wearing armor beneath their robes, the only place to hit them was the head. But no matter how she looked at it, that was amazing marksmanship for someone on the run. Gisela was just a few steps from the computer core when a soft whirr sounded behind her again. She spun, igniting her lightsaber and bringing it around less than a centimeter above Rowdy's dome. The little droid gave an alarmed screech and rocked back on his treads, then suddenly extended his welding arm and started to roll forward again, shooting sparks in Gisela's direction.
Stop that!
Gisela pointed her lightsaber down the corridor toward the intersection.
Didn't I order you to wait back there?
Rowdy ignored her and rolled under the sizzling blade toward the computer core. He exchanged his welding arm for an interface arm and went to work slicing the lock. Gisela took the chance to calm Ben.
Are you missing something?
Rowdy,
Ben sounded exasperated.
He went out the door about 10 seconds after you did, then started to make too much noise when I tried to haul him back. In the end, Valen and I decided it was safer just to let him follow.
I guess it worked out, Gisela said. There was nothing in the corridor, and I would have needed him to slice the decontamination chamber lock anyway. I'll let you know how it feels once I'm in the core.
Okay, we're moving up for support now.
Gisela closed the channel, and 5 seconds later, she and Rowdy were standing inside a small chamber being air blasted and coated with a dust fixative. Once the decontamination ended, the inner door opened, and Gisela found herself looking out into a huge spherical chamber lined by flickers of blue current. A semicircular service balcony extended about 15 meters into the chamber, supporting several display banks and interface stations. Just beyond the balcony rail, constellations of holographic status indicators hung twinkling in red and green and yellow. In the distance, the soft blue glow of memory clouds floated between the crackling orbs of processing clusters. Gisela's heart began to hammer as she realized how close they were to achieving the mission. All they had to do was cross a dozen meters and plug Rowdy into a computer interface console. The droid clearly realized the same thing, for he emitted an excited chirp and rolled out onto the balcony floor.
Not so fast, short stuff.
Gisela used the force to draw him back into the decontamination chamber.
This feels too easy.
The droid whistled in protest, but Gisela ignored him and began to expand her force awareness into the room. There was a weak, anguished presence floating somewhere above her, near the entrance. But there was also a dark presence in the chamber, diffuse and powerful and everywhere, as though the computer core itself had become Sith.